City's number one podcast. Love the topics, the guests, and all of the contrast. They ain't focused on the views and the traffic. What's the point of shining if no jewels for the masses? We gotta spread the news of our passion. Service is a verb, now that's community action. Yo, everybody, let's talk. Talking ain't enough, so everybody, let's walk. We all want freedom, the eagle and the stars. But the only way to reach it, meet the people where they are. Unity's the only way to fend these atrocities. You and me together can eliminate poverty. And this is just a vessel of expression to make sure we stay on the message of progression. Yes, everybody, let's talk. Bring your ideas and together we walk.
Protect our seeds from the poisonous root. And we gotta reach the source and the soul and the root.
Yes, everybody, let's talk. We need community action. Together we walk.
Together we work in to reduce violence. Speak through the airways, we refuse silence.
Let's talk.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Talk. More action. This is Cameron Minter. I am your host, and my co-host here is Sharon Price. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Cam.
What is going on with you today?
Nothing but the prices of everything.
Come on. Come on, Sharon.
That's what's happening to me.
I'm glad you said that. I need a raise. My gas.
Why are you always trying to
I know,
me
right?
Out?
I know. But gas is ridiculous. I do not shop for gas unless I get a discount. So,
well, where are you getting it at? Because wherever you're getting it from, I need to know.
I go to Kroger.
Okay.
Now, Kroger is the best one. That's why I put them number
Use
one.
Use your card.
Get Kroger, I can get up 40, 60% off. You know, I mean, 60 cents off. I mean, that's big.
That's because when you go in Kroger, everything is going up and you're getting more points.
There you go. Now, you still got to play to win. So then I go to Speedway because I get at least 5 cents off, and where else I go? I forget, maybe, you know. But I don't go.
So instead of paying $18 a gallon, right, you're paying $7.50.
Right.
Okay.
And it works for me. You know, that works for me. You know, seriously, though, but even at that, I still only fill up halfway.
What?
I fill up halfway.
You got to fill it all
know,
the way up.
I know. And then when you- but Sharon, I think I do it that way because I'm like, it's $3.85 now. Maybe next week it'll be $3.45.
Well, maybe if you fill it up and then when you get to half a tank, you fill it back up.
Right. Well, that's now. No. Yeah.
No, you got to have your glass has to be half full.
Something like that. I mean, somebody's going to suffer. Somebody's gonna suffer. If it ain't the gas tank, it's gonna be my tank. But,
the food tank.
It's
crazy because everything. I'm waiting for everything to try to drop back down.
I just don't know when that's gonna happen. That's the hope, but I don't think it's gonna happen. And now the gas is still high, and you know we've been having shortages since the pandemic. It's gonna reach that food. It's gonna be a problem.
Oh, I think it's already reached the food. Yeah. You know, I just went in the Kroger on Friday and just picked up a couple of items. I used to get the big cart when I go in the Kroger. I get that small cart, and I'm like, what really
right.
needs to
what
go in here?
What do we really need?
Yeah. No chips.
Right.
You know, that's my favorite, Cameron. That's my favorite, but I can't pay $5 for a bag of chips.
I know, it's crazy.
You know, I'm like, I'm going to skip that.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I mean, you know, I'm not even, and even going out to eat is expensive, and then you're not guaranteed to get a good meal. Now, that's what really upsets me.
Now, what upsets me is when you drive through McDonald's and you get a meal, and it's $10 at McDonald's.
Right.
$10.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
That was a number four.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to split it up and just get like a sandwich and some fries. $10. How much for the combo? $11.52.
Now you need to get that $6 Happy Meal. You have to get the Happy Meal and be happy.
I'm going to do something. So, but while we're talking about everything going up, who do we have on the show today?
Today we have with us Sean Gillette, who is a financial empowerment coordinator right here at Community Action Council.
All right.
And we have Megan DeSoto, DeVoto. Help me, Megan.
DeVoto.
Look, I'm trying to make her somebody that sailed the sea.
I know. She was trying to do it.
That's what I'm trying to do. Welcome to the show,
Welcome, you guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. It's Gillette as well, but you're fine.
Now, all right. See, everywhere.
We're going to get them. We're going to get them. These are new family members. So.
They are. Megan is not so. Megan is not so new, but Sean has been here about 3 months.
Yeah. It's been a short stint so far, but.
Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you, man. Welcome aboard. We are constantly hiring. So, Justin, let me cut. Did y'all hear that? It's on.
Yeah, we're hiring.
Yeah,
we are hiring, and yes. We have a lot of positions that are available that have become mm-hmm. available because of the pandemic. And if you would like a place where you love to work, this is going to be it.
That's
we have all kind of opportunities here. We're doing great things for the community, and so if you want to be a part of that, go to our website, fill out a quick application. We're doing quick turnaround interviews.
Yes, we are.
How about that for shameless?
That's right. Shameless.
Shameless. You call me today, I'll interview you at 12 o'clock.
Come on, let's
How
go.
About that?
Let's go. but welcome. And we were talking about finances, and that's what you do. Tell us what you do, Sean.
Yep. So my background is actually not in finances, it's in science. Mm. And so I got my degree in chemistry from the school called Berea College. But had like a passion, like always throughout my whole life, in terms of like knowing like the basics of finance, like budgeting, savings.
Cool.
Had that kind of drilled into my head from early childhood, just because my parents were like basically immigrants from another country, and they just had to like scratch whatever they could mm-hmm. out of their low income. And so this job right here has me just involved with the low middle class population in Fayette County mainly, and just running like a financial class 2-3 times a year, just introducing people to what does it mean to budget, what does it mean to outline kind of the basics of finance. And so that's what I've been doing so far, as well as helping out with the tax program here.
Oh, it was just tax day yesterday. Yep. How did we do? We've got the VITA program.
Yeah, we did pretty well. We actually, so we partner with United Way with their VITA tax program, and we've contributed probably over a third of the taxes filed by United Way in this area. And so CAC has done a huge amount of work in that
and that's
area.
A free tax preparation program that we, you know, make available for the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's awesome. I mean, because I get so many people coming into work. A lot of people just come in to file their taxes telling me that they have to pay $200-$500 mm-hmm. just to file taxes. And it's such a valuable service to offer to the community. And it's, like you said, it's completely free to people.
And that's that money that they get to keep in their pocket, that $200-$400, whatever it costs, you know, to file those taxes. You know,
absolutely.
So not only are we hoping to help get them a refund, but we're helping them keep some of that, you know, and we've already talked about that. It's more important now to keep every extra dollar in your pocket that you can.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So true.
And so, Megan, what do you do?
Yeah, so I was actually previously the financial empowerment coordinator. So now I'm excited to be the center manager over at the Fayette West Neighborhood Center. So, and that's actually where Sean is housed. So it's exciting for me because I keep, you know, I'm still able to support him in his position, which is one of my other strong passions is finances and money management and such. So it's exciting that I'm able to do a different role in that position.
So when you guys are doing these financial empowerment classes, what can people expect to learn and gain from those?
Absolutely. So the three main things that I think I would hope that people gain from this is how to develop a savings, like what the concept of like an emergency fund is, so they don't like live paycheck to paycheck. The second thing is really just budgeting out your money, determining what, you know, what you're paying for on a monthly basis. Because a lot of times, especially for myself, I don't know about y'all, but I don't think about what I'm paying for. I'm just kind of going day to day. I'm going to McDonald's.
It's so different when you see it. When someone says you spend 20% of your income in food,
right?
Exactly.
Or fast food.
Exactly. It's just all like, and I've been, oh my gosh, like this past week has been ridiculous. Like I've been eating at McDonald's like every other it's crazy. And if I were to, like, if you look at how, like you said, if you look at how much you're like spending, you're like, oh my gosh, right. It kind of takes you back and it makes you kind of rethink, like, okay, maybe I need to like actually go to the grocery store, right, and set right. aside some money on, in terms of that. Another thing that we talk about is credit, building credit for just different things. Like I even before, like a year or two ago, I didn't realize how many different ways credit, like having a credit score, impacts like your life.
Everything.
Literally everything, right? It's crazy. So that's kind of like the third thing that we really like to focus on in terms of teaching people the basics of finance.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, do you have people go through and make a listing of what they're spending their money on so you can talk about it and look at it in real time? And
absolutely. So as part of like our curriculum, like some of the, we have like handouts from like a booklet that we use, and the handout, like one of the handouts will have like a built-in list of just different items like car payments, like rent, food budget, that kind of thing. And I like really encourage all the people in my class to just go through that list and just mark down how much is it that you guys spend like every 2 weeks on stuff like this, or even like every month. So that's really helpful for people.
There's even apps like with credit, with your credit score, they can track your spending and give you a report. Now, I don't like that when it comes in. It's like, that's like a report card.
Well, because something tells me you right. might not be on the A or the B list.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Man. I'm on the survive list.
Me too.
So here's what I'm interested in knowing. How do we help people that are making a very low wage? How do they start saving when they need every cent that they have to make it work?
Well, I'll say the great thing is the financial fitness program that we just did, Sean incorporated so many different additional programs that Community Action Council was able to sponsor and pay for. So regarding like credit, for example, you know, we partner with an agency called Rental Karma, and that would be, you know, as they're making their on-time rental payments, that would actually be building up their credit. So while that's kind of working on the side, they can focus on their savings and, okay, starting with the budget and really looking at those little costs. So I recall one past participant had multiple, you know, we did that budgeting worksheet Sean's talking about, and she was paying for Hulu, for Netflix. Maybe this is when Disney Plus was starting up. So many of those smaller subscriptions and Amazon Prime, so many of those small things that, you know, $1 here, $15 there. Mm-hmm. And altogether that was taking up, I want to say it was 15-20% of her paycheck. So mm-hmm. cutting a lot of those costs and just a lot of the smaller things was helping her able to save and just reevaluate what was going to be beneficial for her savings and, you know, building up that emergency fund that Sean talked about, because that's going to be essential.
I feel like I need to go home and make a list right now. You know, when you think of, you know, the way that you said it, you spend a couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there, and then, oh, well, I'll get this. Cameron, you said this. What was the new platform? You said, oh, it's only $5.
Yes.
It's $5
Peacock.
A month.
Peacock.
Yeah.
For Bel Air. Now, Bel Air is over.
I literally watched like everything but the last episode. That was a good show.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. And what I love about those is there's no contract. So I'm done with Bel Air until you have something better on your platform. I'm done with you. Okay. That reminds me, I need to cancel that.
Yeah. But
they had the Olympic Games, though.
No.
You know, but you're talking about with how easy it was to say that, you know, it's only $5.
Exactly. And then, you know, the price increases and things like that. And before you know it, but, you know, I think we're all in a different place. I mean, because like 5 years ago, everybody had cable, right? But most people don't have cable anymore. Most people have streaming, different things that they're using to try to save some money. And I need to go and even look at my phone, you know, my phone bill. I'm, you know, just trying to save money wherever we can, because I need every bit. I need every bit.
And so how does it work if people are working at a place where a 401k is available to them. Do you guys encourage them to take advantage of the 401k?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely encourage them to kind of move past just saving to the next level, which is like setting aside their finances, investing in themselves or in things like 401ks or IRAs, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more about that 401k and what it means to your paycheck with that, those funds being removed pre-taxed.
Absolutely.
But right when we come back, Cameron, bring us back on it.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why don't you join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Community Action Council is here to help our neighbors recover from this pandemic and thrive. We are operating Lexington's Housing Stabilization Program and providing financial assistance to Fayette County residents facing the threat of eviction by helping them with past due or future rent and past due or future utility costs. The best and easiest way to access financial help is online. Type in COVID19renterhelp.org, which links to Community Action Council's website. There you will find more detailed information about the program. To get started, simply click the button that says apply. There are some eligibility requirements which are specified on the application online. Households must live in Fayette County and must be able to show or describe how they have been directly or indirectly impacted by COVID-19 and that they face eviction and homelessness because they are past due on monthly rent. The very best thing you can do is to fill out the application that is linked on the website. Once your application is processed, someone will reach out to you using the contact information that you provide. Community Action Council has been and will continue to be here to help our community thrive.
Community Action Council Prep Academies offer free early childhood education and comprehensive services to children birth to 5 years old and their families. This school year, parents and families can choose the Head Start learning option that best fits the need of their child and family, whether it's virtual or with their Head Start program or in-person learning. The choice is yours. To enroll your child in one of their Prep Academies or in Head Start at home, call the Community Action Council today at 859-233-4600 or by going online at commaction.org. That's ComAction.
You're listening to Let's Talk More Action, and we're here with Megan and Sean, and we're talking about them finances. Show me where the money is.
It's in the 401k, Megan, tell us about the benefits of 401k.
The 401k is the best. So, I mean, if you look at the tax opportunities and, I mean, as you're contributing a little bit by little with each paycheck, as you're working, I mean, honestly, if you look at your paycheck and you look at all those line items, it's not that big of a difference. I mean, even 2-3%, I mean, you're taking home just not that much less. Mm-hmm. So if you contribute now, and then when you actually retire, then you pay the taxes. So the way that the taxes operate, it's in your benefit to contribute more to your 401k over time. When you retire, guess what? You should have built up that wealth already, and you'll be able to contribute in a better way.
And we've been talking about the labor shortage and all of that. So that's 401k and the different benefits is something huge to look for when you're looking for employment, not just that bottom line dollar amount that you're going to be paid per hour.
Absolutely.
And Community Action Council actually contributes to your 401k here.
8%.
8%.
I mean, that's a thing. So if they're, you know, after 1 year of employment, they're contributing 8%. If you do two, that's already 10%. I mean, mm-hmm. And you're only really doing 2% off your own paycheck. So that's huge. And that's going to take you a long way after, you know, a certain number of years when you retire.
Absolutely. It's a big deal. It's investing. You're actually working at a company that's investing in you while you invest in yourself too. And so that's a big deal.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal. What are some of the other ways that people can grow their personal wealth?
Well, just other types of investments. I mean, so the biggest thing that I know Sean touched on earlier is that emergency fund. So really, if you don't have that in place.
Yeah, let's talk about that emergency fund.
Really, I mean, think about emergencies, right? I mean,
yes.
And now you got to think of what an emergency is, though. So right. Hold on. Emergency is not going to be, oh, I need to
go. A concert.
Or, oh, some shoes. So, your favorite shoes are on sale. Okay, sales, that's the thing. So sales might get in your head of, oh, a sale equals emergency. No, sales not an emergency. Right now, for me, all my plants are coming back up. It's spring. In my head, I'm like, ooh, did I budget in April for my plants? Oh, I forgot. So, but no, I'm not going to go with my emergency fund. That's not worth it. Right. I'll divvy some other stuff up for my plants. But regardless, you want to, you know, make sure you have that emergency fund. So an emergency is going to be something that's usually unexpected. So your car breaks down, right? You're not expecting that. Mm-hmm. Usually it's something that's, you know, something you're not prepared for. So
And that emergency mm-hmm. can be detrimental if it's not met. So
right.
Like if the car breaks down and that's the way you get to work.
It's going to be.
And then if you don't get that fixed, then you lose a job. So it's just like a trickle,
a domino
right,
effect.
Right, a
like
domino a effect.
Compounding effect, yeah.
So it's important to keep those emergency funds available. I mean, because stuff happens. I mean, you get sick, your car messes up, they raise the rent on you, you have to move.
That's reality, though. I mean, and that's the thing. Emergencies are going to happen. It's not, oh, it'll never, like, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You have to be prepared for that then. Maybe it doesn't happen as often to you as someone else, but you know it's eventually going to happen.
And so how much should a person have in their emergency fund? Is that based on the amount of money that is coming into the home? What is that based on?
It's really based off of how much they pay for rent. And they're like general living expenses month to month. And so the standard people say is like 3 to 6 months living expenses, but that can kind of vary depending on like the situation of the person, how much they have to pay for housing, how much they have to pay for food, gas, that kind of thing. And so they would have to take that into account for a month and then, you know, multiply it out to probably six months is probably good.
That seems like a lot of money.
Before
an emergency.
It is, but I mean, reality is, what if you lose your car breaks down, then you lose your job, and then you have no income for 2 months, you know. Also, if you have a big family, you know, so, yeah, the 3 to 6 months is good. So maybe if it's just you're single or if you, you know, very small family, maybe more towards that 3 months. But then if you've got a family of 5 or 6, like, you probably want to go towards that 6 months. So yeah.
It's crucial out here.
it's tough to kind of build that up, like just working off what y'all were talking about earlier. It's like where do you even start? Because Sharon was talking about how it's like, what do you do when you have no money?
Right.
Or because it's easy to have that like knowledge or tell people like, mm-hmm. hey, like, oh, you just got to save this, or you just got to pull from this, or stop paying for X, Y, and Z. But it's like, when somebody has no income or is just about to get evicted or whatever, it's so difficult. And right. I think people don't want to talk about how sometimes you can't just pull yourself up from nothing.
Right.
You need assistance. You need, you know, organizations, nonprofit organizations, like local help, like Community Action Council to kind of give you those resources and then the knowledge to kind of work from there.
Right.
Yeah, we saw such an increase with our LIHEAP utility assistance program and in our rental assistance program as well. So having all those multiple phone calls and such coming in, especially due to COVID, we're seeing how finances are being impacted across the board. So that's the thing. If Community Action Council and other agencies in Lexington or in general can't assist with some of those other bills, then that gives folks an opportunity to, you know, work on that savings. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I would love to be able to help you with your rent a little bit so you can work on your savings and build that up. So then, you know, we're kind of just a little Band-Aid program so that eventually they're more self-sufficient and they can do that independently. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Being able to assist on the side is great.
Wow. This is a difficult conversation because my head is kind of all over the place
mm-hmm.
on how you get started. And,
yeah.
you know, especially when things are so tough and tight right now, you know, asking people to to buckle up and hold on for the ride.
And I'll say this, you know, sometimes people struggle so much that the little bit of joy that they have, like getting the Hulu and getting that, it seems that that is like a true sacrifice when they're really not being able to do a whole lot of other things. But we can look at where we are right now, and I think Renee had said it on one of the shows, if God allows you to live, you're gonna be in a different place in 2 years. 2 years is gonna come and pass. What you do with it now is gonna determine what's gonna be waiting for you in your future. So you can either, you know, keep doing what you've been doing and expect something different, which is what?
Insanity.
Or you can start doing something to change your outlook.
So when you guys are giving people advice and people get raises on their jobs, do you encourage them to save the money that they, if you get a dollar raise, are you guys encouraging, how does that work? What kind of advice do you give people? Do we put that in the savings? Do we use it? What do we do with that? Do we increase our 401k when you get a raise? What do you guys encourage? Is it specific to individuals?
I think it's specific to individuals, but at the same time, I think the number one thing I really stress to people is whatever you can set aside, make sure you develop that emergency fund first. Because as you all brought up earlier, it's like a compounding effect. Like people lose something, lose their job, their car breaks down, all of a sudden they can't go to work, they can't. And things just pile up to the point where they can't even get themselves out of the hole that they're in. And so it's really important to have that nest to fall back on before they do anything like investing or developing their wealth, that kind of thing.
So you're saying you can't do it all at one time. Before you can contribute to your 401k, you need to have a little nest egg to the side for an emergency fund and then build from there.
Absolutely.
And so what if somebody's listening to the show today, which we hope that they are, and they want to get involved and sign up for some of the financial empowerment courses that you guys have? What do they need to do? How do they get in touch with you to get on the road to savings or financial stability?
Well, we're hoping our next class will be in the fall, and Sean's working up some good workshops and some ideas for the summer. So, I mean, honestly, you can just contact Community Action Council and ask for us. We're housed at the Fayette West Center, and that's over off Cambridge Drive. So although we're located right there, we're able to serve all of Fayette County as well as Harrison, Nicholas, and Bourbon. So honestly, they would just contact Community Action.
And there's no cost to this.
Absolutely not. Which is
absolutely
the best part.
None at all. Yep. It's crazy because it's like so many of the things that we offer too. Like we offer like a savings match through this program, and we're actually paying people essentially to take this class. We're doing like a 2-to-1 community action savings match where we encourage people to save up to like $300 of their own money in a local bank, and we'll double match that with up to $600 of our own money.
Come on now. See, that's how you get people's attention right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to tell you what to do and help you get there. And that's it. It's so important to have people believe in you enough to say, hey, if you do this, hey, I'm a, you know, that's how my parents did. They said, you know, you want a car? Okay, great. You start saving for it. I'll help you, you know? Dang.
It didn't work like that with my parents.
It didn't work like that with mine either. I saw it on TV once. So I adopted it as my own.
Oh, no. It kind of worked like that for me. But how was it for you guys growing up?
Well,
I didn't get a car until I was, in college.
Well, Sean, just to be quite honest with you, growing up, the only thing I knew about money is we didn't have any. And you didn't ask for something that you didn't have. And so when it got time to getting a car, you know, if you were lucky enough to have a job and, you know, that wasn't on the family farm, because, you know, working on the family farm, you get zero.
that's just work.
Wow, that's tough.
You know, but my first car was a little rinkety dinkety thing. I was scared every time I drove. I didn't know if I was going to make it where I was going.
Yeah, I was in college by the first time I got a car, and you know, it taught me to appreciate, though. You know what I'm saying? in my opinion, when everything is just given to you, there's no value that you place on that. So when you have to work for it.
Cameron, you're talking to me right now. It's just like when you go to church and the preacher says what you need to hear. You think they're talking to you, you know. My little $600 car, I kept it clean. It was always vacuumed.
It was the best thing in the world for you, wasn't it?
It was. And my kids give them a car, and it's never clean, and you get in it, and that's just, I don't know what's happening in the car because they don't feel the same way.
That's right. And when you invest in it, then you have some tie to it. You know what I'm saying? You have some, you know, pride in it. You know?
That's what I was going to say, that feeling of accomplishment that lets you know, I want to feel this again, and I can do this.
Absolutely.
I can do this.
And then that's when they'll tell you, did you clean off your feet before you got in my car?
That's right. Don't eat in my car.
Right. You need to wait until we get to the house.
Yeah, I mean, so and that's why I know that everybody's situation is just so different, and it takes a lot of time and commitment and, you know, and seeing it through. But when you get those accomplishments and you open that account, you know, because some people don't have bank accounts. And so when you open that account and, you know, when you get to $300, you know that somebody is going to, you know, somebody, Community Action, is going to help with that additional $600. Now you have almost $1,000 saved.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. If I was listening to us right now, I'd pick up the phone and call Community Action.
What's that number?
It's 859-233-4600.
That's it. And our website is comaction.org. That's C-O-M-M action.org.
And if you can't remember any of that, call and ask for Sean.
That's right. Ask for
call
Sean.
And ask for Sean.
Sean's got the hookup.
Yes, he does.
Calm me down. I was about to give my personal number.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
It's going to be blown up.
Hey, we really appreciate you all coming on the show. We appreciate all the things that you're doing to help other people, you know, become more self-sufficient. And it's going to be paid off in the end, right?
Absolutely. And if you want to join our team, just like Megan and Sean, and make a difference in our community, 859-233-4600. We are interviewing and taking applications.
Yeah, this has been a positive show. You're getting a job. You're getting help with your finance. I mean, what else do you want from us?
You're going to get a 401k.
Come on. Come on. And you're going to contribute
benefits
to that?
Yes.
Girl, we tripping. Thank you again for coming on the show. You have been listening to Lex Talk. More action.